This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm Michelle Martin. TikTok videos of kids modeling clothes for a boutique in Dallas, Texas have gone viral. They're part of an internet trend that's raising concerns about children's rights. NPR's Claire Murashima has this report.
When I was a kid, I loved getting catalogs in the mail with cute clothes I could buy. Today, companies are taking it a step further. Some advertise clothes online with behind-the-scenes footage of the models' lives. But kids who star on social media platforms like TikTok get almost no privacy and labor protections.
There's this huge gap in protecting children who are essentially entertainers or performers or influencers on social media.
Professor Brandi Nonicke teaches tech policy at UC Berkeley. She welcomes legislation protecting child influencers in some states, but she's calling for more.
I'd like to see something proposed federally as well that upholds existing child labor laws in this new digitized entertainment ecosystem.
Dear Hannah Prep's brick-and-mortar store geared towards girls and tweens opened earlier this year in Dallas, Texas. Since then, its TikTok account has reached more than 250,000 followers and over 10 million likes. I reached out to the company, and they declined to comment. The account shows tween girls with makeup, hair done, brightly colored crop tops, and miniskirts advertising Dear Hannah Prep merch.
All right, so first, I found this pumpkin spice limited edition blanket. It's so cozy.
So cozy.
16-year-old Leah Sanderson worked in the entertainment industry for about 5 years before she teamed up with Dear Hannah Prep.
It's really chill, to be honest. We come in maybe a few hours a month. We film content for our pages, for their pages.
Leah gets a discount code and free products as a brand ambassador, but there's no other financial compensation beyond that. TikTok users have called for cash payment for the girls since what they're doing is work. But Leah's just happy to build her modeling portfolio and make some friends along the way. Leah's mom, Angie Sanderson, says that being able to model trendy clothes is empowering.
Everything about it builds their self-esteem. Nobody ever tells them, wear your hair this way, or yeah. I don't like you in that color, or wear more makeup.
Rachel K. Albers is a brand strategist and says kids can't give informed consent about their image and personal lives being shared on the internet. That's because they can't possibly foresee the consequences on their future job opportunities and self-esteem. She's not surprised at Dear Hannah Prep's success on TikTok.
We also are fascinated as a culture with the world of middle school relationships and middle school dynamics and mean girls and high school and all the things that go on there.
Annika Wong is a 23-year-old who works in publicity. She posted a TikTok video about Dear Hannah Prep, which got over 1 million views.
Does anyone know the lore of that child labor boutique? All of their content is like 10-year-old girls in colorful outfits, and they're always...
Despite her critiques of Dear Hannah Prep, Wong doesn't agree with some of the comments people left about the brand's young models.
I think the girls have been kind of unfairly given a persona of future mean girls or future bullies, which I really heavily disagree with.
Novelist and cultural critic Lee Stein says that while many girls want to accelerate womanhood, adult women are romanticizing girl trends.
Girl dinner, there's hot girl walk, there's rat girl, there's girl boss, there's that girl. Like, I just wonder, have we already run through all the possibilities of girl aesthetics for women that now the most interesting or surprising thing is actual children, actual girls?
But being a girl is something that Leah's mom appreciates about her daughter's gig with Dear Hannah Prep.
I love that my daughter just still wants to be young and fun, right? She's not trying to be older than her age. And I love that this is a brand where she can have her own style and is not pressured to be anything but who she is.
Stein says that the root of what's happening on Dear Hannah Prep's TikTok is nothing new.
Girls dressing up in outfits, posing like models, recording little skits with their friends. This is like a very American rite of passage, normal teenage girl behavior.
But instead of just taking place at a sleepover like it may have in decades past, it's online for potentially millions to see. Claire Murashima, NPR News.